T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're watching is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Ray, I have been watching James Bond movies since I was a little kid, and I saw Thunderball and saw Ursula Andress and wondered why I was in love.
Uh-huh.
Didn't quite understand why I was in love, but Ray, it moved me.
I'm sure it did.
And
most of the male population.
Yeah, but most was probably old enough to understand, like, why is this happening?
Right.
I have seen, 20, 30 James Bond movies over the years.
No, there haven't been 30 of them.
How many? Do you know how many there have been?
26.
There you go. All right, so my guess wasn't far off. I don't think I've missed more than one or two, but I have not yet seen the newest one, and Ray Dinger went to the movies.
I did. I went to see No Time to Die. I am not as faithful a James Bond fan as you are. I go to see some of them. Some of them I let pass by. But it was well touted that this was Daniel Craig's last go-round as Bond. And I really like Daniel Craig. I mean, next to Sean Connery, who I think will always go down as the ultimate James Bond, I think Daniel Craig has been the best of them. I really do.
Oh, you put him above Michael Caine, eh? Or not Michael Caine.
Michael Caine wasn't.
No, not
James
Michael
Bond.
Caine. Above, what's his name?
Timothy Dalton?
No.
Pierce Brosnan?
No, no. The other one. No, not Connery.
Yes,
best. Connery's number one. The guy who did Roger Moore, excuse me.
Yo, he's way better than Roger Moore.
You think?
Yeah.
I liked Roger Moore.
Nah, he's a male model. I kind of felt the same way. I'm not even counting.
He's not a male model. Well, hold on.
I'm not even counting George Lazenby,
No, none of those guys. None of those. Lazenby, Dalton, none of those guys. Brosnan was okay. I put Brosnan 4. All right, Connery 1.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I still go Roger Moore 2. And Craig 3. I thought Roger Moore was really good.
No, I did.
Huh?
He
was suaver than Craig is tougher.
Yes, and that's exactly what Bond should be.
Well, I think Bond is like suave, surprising tough. Connery was suave
and tough.
All right.
Connery looked like a guy who could pull off the stuff that James Bond was supposed to pull off.
And you didn't feel Roger Moore could?
No.
All right.
No.
There you go.
No.
All right.
He should be, modeling clothes in a window downtown.
And then, wow, you really underestimate him. And the worst James Bond was Lazenby, right?
He only did once.
Yeah, well, that's a
he only did once. I actually thought
it's the one in the snow.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Where he marries Diana Rigg and she gets killed at the end. But that's
why you hated that movie.
Yeah, I sort of did. I held
Diana
that
Rigg is your all-time crush.
She is, and I probably have held that against Lazenby unfairly. I mean, he didn't write the script, as far as I know. But in any event, that's a different movie in a different time. This is No Time to Die, and it is the 26th Bond film. And at 2 hours and 43 minutes, it's the longest. And trust me, you know it. It has all the things you would associate with a Bond movie: charismatic leading man, the beautiful leading lady, a creepy criminal, exotic locations, great action sequences, daring stunts. I mean, all the stuff you associate with Bond, it's there. I think the Bond character has changed with Craig in the lead. There's not as much humor. There's not as much whimsy.
Exactly.
They make him a kind of a tough guy. And He still gets the ladies, obviously. That's still part of the thing. But they've written the films a little bit differently, and there's not the old Bond movies, and this includes even your guy Roger Moore and Dalton,
yeah,
and Pierce Brosnan. There was always kind of a wink and a nudge in the movie. It was always kind of a little bit on the whimsical side. You weren't necessarily supposed to take all of that action seriously.
So I liked it better.
Yeah, it's changed. I mean, now it's a more straight ahead. Secret agent kind of thing. It's far more violent. I mean, the body count is way higher than it used to be. And I think they feel like, and I don't know necessarily if this is a good idea, I think they feel like they try to have to keep up with Jason Bourne and John Wick and some of those other things. They kind of feel like Bond has to be, you know, he has to be every bit that what those guys are, which is, Bond's character was never meant to be quite that. You know, he was never meant to be a professional assassin necessarily.
Ray, it feels to me like you're arguing against yourself.
Well, I didn't tell you what I thought of the movie, actually.
Okay.
Some of the stuff in it, the photography is quite spectacular. The director is Cary Fukunaga, who has directed a lot of the old True Detectives. And this is kind of his graduation to the big screen and the big budget, and he really makes the most of it. There's a lot of money that was spent in making this movie, and it's all up on the screen. I mean, some of the car chase scenes through the mountains are really spectacular, and some of the stunts are really spectacular, as good as anything I've seen in Bond. But I didn't think that Rami Malek, as good an actor as he is, and he's an Oscar winner, I don't think he was a very convincing villain. I don't think he was very compelling. There's a huge spoiler in this one, which I am not going to even touch.
Okay.
If people haven't seen it, I'm certainly not going to throw the spoiler out there. But I thought the length of it was a problem. I thought it was interesting that they brought in Phoebe Waller-Bridge to help write the script, to help tweak the script.
And I'm in love with all of her stuff.
Yeah, well, Killing Eve and Fleabag, I know, were two
of my favorite shows. Love those shows.
From what I read about it, they felt like the script was too grim. They felt like the script needed some wisecracks. They felt it needed some humor. And they brought her in to provide a little bit of that. And there are a couple moments of it, but they don't, to me, seem to work. They almost seem out of context.
Yeah, probably they did it after and they're, like, you know, glued on.
Yeah. But I wish I liked it more. Mm. Like I said, the photography is beautiful. The scenery, the stuff, especially the stuff shot in Italy, is really beautiful. I think Craig is very good. I mean, Craig is really, really good as Bond. And I like the way, and I guess this is sort of tells you about our times, is the quote-unquote Bond girls have really changed. I mean, you know, it used to be, back in the old days, the Bond girls really were just arm candy for James. Mm-hmm. And now they're his equal. I mean, they're other agents that he leans on them to help him get out of scrapes and do things. So they've really empowered the women characters, which I think has been a good thing. And there are a couple really good ones in here. You know, Bond retires in this one. He retires and he's living on an island in Jamaica and he's fishing and he's kind of... They've actually given away 007. They gave away his title in this and have given it to a woman agent. There's now a woman 007.
I don't like it. Not that I don't like a woman, but I don't like already that they gave away his thing. That's not right. He's James Bond.
Lashana Lynch comes in, and she's the new agent, and they've assigned her his number. True, she is now 007. But there's a woman actress named Ana de Armas who plays a spy who works along with him, who has a relatively brief appearance in it. But she is really good. To me, she's the highlight of the film, I really thought. And I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, I recognize her. And it occurs to me that she co-starred with Daniel Craig in the movie Knives Out, which I like very much. So she plays an agent, and she's very effective. The movie itself it just didn't work for me. I think the length of it was a problem. Again, I think Bond films, to me, they really need a great villain. And I don't think Rami Malek made a particularly great villain. And again, there's the ending, which I wasn't prepared for. I didn't know this was coming, and it sort of took me aback. So if you haven't seen it yet and you're a Bond fan, you probably want to go see it just to say on the record you've seen it. But I wish I liked it more. I'm going to give it just 2.5 out of 4.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Ray, in other news, I'm combining this segment, which is what we're watching, with our previous segment, which is This Week in Philadelphia Sports History.
Uh-huh.
Something momentous happened on this day that changed the world of entertainment. Are
really?
Are you ready to hear it?
Sure.
Here you go. Mosh.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her.
November 13th. Now, that was a great stage play, which I have seen. By the way, we saw with Joe Conklin and our dear, dear departed friend, Big Daddy Graham.
Yes, indeed.
Who did a great job. Those two guys were great in that.
They were. Talk about good casting.
Yes.
It, could there possibly be a better Oscar Madison than Big Daddy
God
Graham?
God bless. I miss Big Daddy so much. But yes, okay. So I saw that. It was a great movie with Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. I mean, no. See, look at that. Yes.
Walter Matthau.
Yeah, now I'm going to the TV show. Excuse me. With Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
And Jack Lemmon.
Yes, I got it backwards. The movie was with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, and it was great.
Yes.
It was great. And it was as good or better TV show with Klugman and Tony Randall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really good, you know, what do you want to call it? Triad?
Yeah.
Triple Crown?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with a play that went on to become a movie, that went on to become a TV series, that was as successful in all three as that one was. And they took those characters and they were able to extend it.
Yes.
For how many years did the TV series run? This TV series ran
a long time. Ran a long time.
Yeah. I mean, they took that concept and those two characters and they did wonderful things with
them. Yes, yes. And those two guys were great in those roles. Tony Randall
Klugman and Randall were great. They really were great.
Yes.
They were so good. Jack Klugman's a Philly guy. I know that.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, yeah.
But that was really good. I love the fact that Klugman and the Oscar Madison was a sports writer. I just thought that was
yes. And one of the things I liked, particularly in the movie, is they actually had him at games doing stuff.
Yes.
You ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
I never saw it.
It's an okay show. It's a sitcom, and in the show, the guy plays a sports columnist for Newsday.
Mm-hmm.
You never once see him actually doing work.
Right.
And I always that kind of bothered me.
The funny thing about the. About the Oscar Madison character was he was a sports writer that had a secretary.
Yeah, I know. What world is that?
That like never happens. And you know what? I have to this sounds like I'm being overly sensitive, and perhaps I am.
You never had a secretary?
No.
With a bullet in the Daily News, Ray Dittinger?
No,
lead columnist?
There was one secretary who worked in the department, but she was not my secretary by any means.
There you go.
But at the same time, that this was in the 70s, okay? And you got Oscar Madison as this character whose main trait is slovenliness, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's always, his clothes are always dirty. His shirts are always ripped.
Right,
he's
sandwich on the floor.
Got the sandwich in one hand. He's got wearing the baseball cap, smoking a cigar. At the same time, this is the era of All the President's Men, right? So you got news reporters that look like Robert Redford, okay? So the guys that work on the news side look like Robert Redford, and the sports writers look like Oscar Madison. To me, it just seemed unfair. I mean, we all work in the same business, right? I mean, we're all journalists, right? I mean, how does the one side of the newsroom look like Robert Redford, and the other side of the newsroom looks like Matthau / Klugman? That just always seemed a little bit askew to me.
Yeah, well, stereotypes, you know, and all that. But God, it was a great movie. The movie's still great. I caught it like 2 years ago, right? Because you never know if movies are going to age well.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, and there's some that, like, I remember, like, when my kids are growing up, like, oh, you got to watch this. This is a great movie. Watch this. And it would come on, and I know 3 minutes in, they're like, Dad, what are you telling me to watch?
Yeah.
And I go, like, yeah, it was better in 1979 than it is now, you know, but whatever.
Yeah. But those movies and that TV series, they both hold up. I was always a Neil Simon fan. I did like Neil Simon. I know he was not a critic's favorite. The critics used to rip him apart. I don't know why exactly. Maybe he wasn't a very nice guy. Maybe he didn't do interviews. I don't know. But critics always seemed to savage his plays. And I saw him being interviewed one time. He was being interviewed by James Lipton. Remember the guy that used to do Inside the Actor's
Studio? I love that
show. Yeah.
And he would just say, like, I'm going to say a word, and I want you to respond.
Yes. And
honeycomb. I don't know.
And he asked Neil, he mentioned to Neil Simon that, you know, the critics have been very tough on you over the years and have criticized your work, and you get, you know, the critics generally have given your work a pretty rough ride. And how do you feel about that? And Simon said, as far as I'm concerned, if the audience likes it, it's a good play. And I just thought, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because Neil Simon was a crowd pleaser. You know, I mean, the shows that he did.
He wrote for the masses. He didn't write for the critics.
Yeah. And that's what he said. If the audience likes it, to me, that's a good play. And I always thought that was a very, very sensible approach to the business.
Yeah, a lot of great plays he wrote. I'm with you. 215-592-9494. Ray Dinger, Glenn McNair. Hey, coming up. You know I'm an Aaron Sipis guy.
Yeah, I guess you do.
I know, but I do have to tell you, my heart wanders.
Uh-oh.
And you know I'm like I have an unnatural affection for kickers and punters.
Yeah.
Which most football fans just want to dismiss. Like, yeah, I know we need one. It's a necessary evil, but I don't care.
Even the players feel that way.
I know they do. I know. I remember it used to be. I don't think they do this anymore in the locker room. Like, they were off in the corner away from, like, this is where the players are, and then there's the broom closet, and there's the kickers and punters.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still pretty much that way.
Well, okay. But I may have found the guy to change the world, Ray.
Really?
Yeah. Going to tell you about him. Might be worth a late-round draft pick.
Oh.
So. Anyway, Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack now. 215-592-9494, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. We're here at the 1937 Brewing Company, locally crafted IPA, stouts, lagers, and more right here at the 1937 Brewery inside Delaware Park, online at DelawarePark.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.